typical white person.
Broadcasting live from Talk Radio 1190, I present to you the rambunctious, rambling ring of righteous rangers, readying our rockers to ring your rosies and ruffle your rump hairs. The daring and decadent defenders of diligence, digesting and delivering today's decorative and diverse details to this declared dimensional demographic. I present to you
the boys!
And now, our feature presentation.
Hey everybody, welcome to Talk Radio 1190, and it's the Boys Power Hour. I am Positive C. Those of you listening out there in the radio land, to my right, your left, maybe upside down, depending on what you're doing, is Jim the Brainbox Thornquist.
Duh.
Inside of the producer area where he's got to do things that are really important to actually put us on the air.
Like make it work?
Yeah, like make it work, is Will Violator Shotwell.
Make it work.
And reunited, and it feels so good.
Oh,
over
yes.
To my left is DWB, Daniel Wayne Brown.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, boys and girls.
I miss that so much.
Oh, God, right. This is crazy. This is like, you know how when bands, you know, like start like breaking up and adding new members and whatever.
And they have a reuniting tour?
Yeah, they have a reuniting tour.
Yeah.
And they have like the classic lineup. This is like the classic lineup tour right here.
Yeah.
This is what this is.
We're just missing some Hutchison.
It's like Guns N' Roses this year.
Yeah. Basically, we are the Guns N' Roses of
Except
Talk
we never had drama.
No, not really at all. We all loved each other.
Violator, your socks in here.
Mm. Well, for GNR,
oh,
can I be Slash?
Okay. Okay, you got.
I don't know anyone else in Guns N' Roses, so I'm not worried about who I am.
Slash and Axl, you can be. No,
and then the Spares.
Don't be Izzy. If you're listening right now and you don't hear a female voice, that's because Cassie Hollywood's Wilson is
out.
Yeah, she's out. She's on vacation. We won't say she's suspended this time. She's on vacation, hanging out in the mountains of Colorado.
Lucky
she's actually going to call in a little bit in
Maybe.
The trend.
Maybe up in the clouds in Colorado.
Yeah. Oh, hopefully, actually, yeah, she does enjoy the devil's lettuce a little.
It
bit.
Does get cloudy up there.
Oh, that's what you were talking about. My bad. My bad.
Yeah, but
we have lots of fun stuff planned for you today. Actually, we have a really serious topic. The next segment, we're going to be speaking about sexual assault on college campuses. But we have fun stuff, too, like the trend where
we
talk about CeeLo Gold. And then the Brain Box has control of now for something completely different. But first, I had a hard time finding a main topic for discussion for segment one because everything in the news is about Trump or it was really about the Grammys. That's basically been this week in the news. It's been Trump or the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided not to do any of that. So this will be a Trump-free show, guys.
Hallelujah.
Trump-free show. Trump-free show.
No days off.
No days off. Wrong. But right, all at the same time. So we're going to talk about something that we all enjoy.
Oh,
that is definitely wrong. Music. We all love music.
Yes.
We're all about to actually go to a concert right after this.
Yeah.
Actually, DWB, plug that real quick.
Oh, yeah, we're going to Birds of Night. It's at the Foundry here in Dallas, which is in the Oak Cliff area. Really cool band. It's almost like you slapped Tom Petty on Kings of Leon, and we're rocking.
Yeah. Winning. And then someone invited the Strokes along, too, on there, too. So we're going to go do that. So we're going to talk about summer tours, guys. We're going to play a little game with this. We're going to play a game.
Right.
You guys have a list in front of you.
God, I love games, Chris.
Of the artist that will be on tour this summer.
Yeah.
So we took T-Swizzle off.
Yeah, we took Taylor Swift off because she's not going to be on tour. And we took Katy Perry off. She's also gone.
You want me to go down the list so the listeners can participate
sure,
as well?
I like that.
All right, we got Ariana Grande touring with Victoria Money and Little Mix. You know, that's my favorite show coming up this month. Blake Shelton and Ray Lynn. We got Bruno Mars, Mariah Carey, and Lionel Richie.
Hello.
We've got The Weeknd. We got New Kids on the Block, Boyz II Men, and Paula Abdul.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses.
Hey.
Justin Bieber. Bon Jovi. Lady Gaga. No Katy Perry.
Yeah, no Katy
okay.
Perry.
Okay, and U2. Then we've got Kiss, and I forgot the last one.
Coldplay and Phil Collins. So I am going to name the artist, and you guys are going to buzz in, or I'm going to have...
Did y'all hit U2?
Yeah, we hit U2. Yes. I'm going to say the name of the tour, because all tours have names now, either the name of the album that they're touring for, or some weird package tour or whatever. Who knows what the names will be.
But it's a weird package tour?
Yeah, that's actually... You'll be surprised.
Wow.
I will name
the
tour
name. I'd
like
to be on that tour.
And you guys will
have
to guess
the main artist.
All right.
Are you ready? You guys got your buzzers?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
I'll go with Ding Ding.
Ding Ding.
Eh?
Eh?
Yeah, we're going old school even on the buzzers.
All right, guys. We're going to start with the This House Is Not For Sale tour.
Ding Ding. New Kids on the Block, Boyz II Men, and Paula Abdul.
Okay, that is a guess. Anyone have a guess?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with The Weeknd, because that's when open houses are.
Violator, do you have a guess?
Hello? Anybody home?
No.
Okay, you guys are all wrong. It is Jon Bon Jovi.
Ah,
this house
really?
Is not for sale tour.
All right.
Because he makes money. He doesn't have to sell his house. He's going on tour. All right.
I thought he was living on a prayer.
That's what I thought, too.
Living on some fat paychecks.
Okay.
Let's go with an easy one, guys. This is all about skill and speed. The Joshua Tree tour.
You too.
That is right. They will be playing the Joshua Tree fully on their whole tour leg. So that's a lot of U2.
The Joshua Tree?
That album is probably what made U2 the biggest band in the world.
I thought you were going to say Coldplay, honestly.
Yeah. Let's go for some Coldplay.
No.
Never mind. Let's not.
This is how this works.
Give us the answer.
Wrong. We're going to go with the All the Hits tour.
Oh,
Ding Ding, or Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Does that count for Thorny?
I think Jim should answer it.
I was going to say Lionel Richie, Mariah Carey.
I just buzzed you in, Jim.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's two points for
it.
Jimmy right there. And minus 1 point for Daniel for getting his buzzer.
No, you're okay.
All right, so let's go with the 24K Magic World Tour.
Cock-a-doodle.
What you got?
Lady Gaga.
No, Ding Ding. Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars, that is 3 points.
The song is 24 karat gold.
Yeah.
Put your pinky finger
in
the
air. Forgot I got that album yesterday.
Right? You just got it yesterday and you forgot all about that.
I did.
All right.
To show you how good it is.
We're almost pressed for time, but we're still going to play because playing is
what we
do.
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes.
Oh, sweet. Awesome.
Okay,
good.
Yeah.
Okay. I love this tour name, guys. The Not Dead Yet Tour.
Oh.
Eh? New Kids on the Block?
Ding Ding.
That should be.
I'm
going to
go with Kiss.
No. No.
Cock-a-doodle, Phil Collins. He's
you
old.
Are absolutely correct. Phil Collins is not dead yet.
Very nice.
Phil Collins is not dead yet. He can still feel it in the night.
It's coming in the air tonight.
Okay, this is
this
fun.
This is brought to you by
barking over your head.
Testosterone shots.
Yeah. Landing on the carpet behind you.
The Head Full of Dreams Tour. The Head Full of Dreams Tour.
Ding Ding, Lady Gaga?
No. Yeah? Nobody?
Cock-a-doodle, Kiss.
No.
Head Full of Dreams Tour.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you know what? That's Ding Ding.
Yep.
Can I go again?
Yeah.
Ariana Grande?
You guys are all wrong. It's Coldplay, so I get 5 points because you guys suck at that. All right.
5 points? I don't remember agreeing to this point system.
This is the Electoral College.
Nobody wins.
Exactly.
Nobody loses.
No one ever wins. This is Black Jeopardy. All right. the Purpose World Tour.
Ding Ding, Lady Gaga.
Why? No, wrong. Eh?
He took my answer, so.
Well, choose another one. You got a chance.
Cock-a-doodle. Yeah. The Weeknd.
No, it is Bieber.
Really? Oh, get
of course it is.
Yeah, the Purpose World Tour. Okay, I got one more.
Find him on the list.
One more, guys.
Okay.
The Total Package Tour.
Cock-a-doodle, The Weeknd.
No,
dang
wrong.
Ding Ding, Blake Shelton.
Wrong.
Eh? Kiss.
Wrong! New Kids on the Block, Boyz II Men, Paul Abdul,
the total package. Man, we got two package tours.
Well, yeah.
It's a lot of packages on tour.
A lot of packages. Right? And also Metallica and What's-Their-Faces are going on tour. Metallica and Metallica's cover band, Avenged Sevenfold.
I'm going to that show, man.
That's going to be a good show. We'll all go to that show. In fact, if you want to go to that show with us, go to www.facebook.com/Zboys Media Network and look us up there. We'll show you when we're going to that show at Zboys Media on Twitter. And if you want to call 817-277-1190 or 817-787-1190 or 214-787-1190,
897-5309.
As we talk about sexual assault in college campuses, that's right. We're getting really serious after we had all that fun, but we'll be back after this.
Bye.
I want you. I had like memory foams, I had feather pillows, and I'd always wake up with neck pain. After sleeping on my pillow, I didn't wake up with the headaches, I was more aligned.
I didn't realize the connection between the pillow and sleep. When I switched to my pillow, I got a better night's sleep, and I love it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it holds that support all night long to take the pressure off your shoulders and keep your neck aligned so you get the best night's sleep of your life.
MyPillow is machine washable and dryable and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an amazing 10-year warranty. Plus, every MyPillow is made in the USA.
I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code IHEART to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. Or call 800-480-1941 and give them the promo code IHEART. You'll get 40% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows.
Every new Nissan Sentra. Bring $49 down and pay $169 a month. Every new Nissan Rogue. Bring $49 down and pay $219 a month. Grubbs Nissan is leasing every 2017 Nissan for just $49 down and pay the payments on the window.
Phenomenal.
New Nissan Altima. $49 down and $199 a month. Two or more of each at this price. Call 800-NEW-CREDIT. Bring $49 down and pay the payment on the window at Grubbs Nissan.
Phenomenal.
Hi, I'm David Bellman, inventor of the Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner and Jewelry Hygiene Pioneer. What is jewelry hygiene? I've discovered that because we don't clean and sanitize the jewelry we wear, dirt and bacteria builds up to levels 5 times greater than a public toilet. A biofilm of microorganisms grow under your gemstones and small openings in rings, bracelets, and necklaces. This bile not only dulls the beauty of your jewelry, but it also contributes to 80 million Americans contracting food poisoning every year. Moms, think about it. 1 minute you're changing diapers, and the next, making your child's lunch. And you wonder why your child gets sick so often. We all know our jewelry's dirty. Filthy dirty. Now is the time to take action and do something about it. Go to aquasonicwave.com and watch my demonstration videos. Clean your jewelry and kill bacteria, all in one easy step.
The Aquasonic Wave is the world's best jewelry cleaner. Order yours now at aquasonicwave.com and click on the iHeart tab to receive free shipping plus an extra 6 week supply of antibacterial hydrogel. That's aquasonicwave.com.
The Beacon of Hope Community Luncheon will be held Thursday, February 23rd at the Renaissance Hotel in Dallas. The event will benefit the Grant Halliburton Foundation, a nonprofit that focuses on adolescent mental health and suicide prevention. Find out more at granthalliburton.org.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm Katherine Rubline with your Zavoy's Power Hour forecast. Tonight, a chance of rain with a low around 60 degrees, and tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high around 77. This report is brought to you by Golden Chick.
Golden Chick celebrates their 50th year with a delicious deal. For a limited time, get a 9-piece legs and thighs, fried or golden roast, plus a family mashed potatoes for just $9.99 for 50 golden years.
Golden Chick!
It's been a long night at the casino, and you're down on your luck at the craps table. You need a place to fill up on some good food, and you need it quick. Where do you go? Well, come on down to Rent-A-Food. You're home away from home for food rental services. Now you might be asking yourself, what exactly is Rent-A-Food? Well, you get to pick from a wide selection of foods, from steak to taters to cake to gators, and then bring it back when you're done in one of our patented fecal storage containers, where we take the healthiest fecal matter to our fecalologists to use in our finest agricultural crops. Then we harvest those crops for the best vegetables, as well as feed our livestock to bring you the best takeout experience, period. It's the circle of life. What's more wholesome than dining in on food with a little bit of you in it? Rent-A-Food. Our food's the shit. Off the corner of Loop 288 and Central in Denton. Rent-A-Food.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
All aboard!
You're listening to Talk Radio 1190 here on the Zaboy's Power Hour. And now to your host, Chris Positive C. Edwards.
And it's really hard to be super positive about our next subject because, you know, Zaboy Sports, we're actually going to, let's pull the curtain back. This is the last official Zaboy's Grand Slam Sports. we are going to X-nay this segment and to have some more fun during this time of the show and do some more different things and kind of wander around. And
there's no sports
wings.
To talk about, right?
Yeah,
right now,
basically not until baseball starts back up. So when Jared Sandler comes in studio or hangs out next time, we'll be able to talk some more sports. So we want to end this with a bang, and I thought the best conversation to have is kind of a serious one. And two college campuses are being ravaged right now by one of the worst things ever, and that's sexual assault. And it's in the public eye right now. Michigan State is the latest. They've had to just suspend three students involved with the football program for a sexual assault. I think they actually added a fourth one.
They added a fourth for covering up.
Uh-huh, exactly. And Baylor, which everyone around here in the DFW, the DDFW knows, is trash and garbage for the, 53 sexual assault cases down there in Waco,
I believe. Oh, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, that's a terrible number. So we need to talk about this. We need to bring this up because this is something that's very important to all of us. We all have women in our lives. And sisters and people like that we care about. And I don't think that this subject is being talked about quite enough in this way. So my first question is, what was your initial reaction when you read the stories or saw the stories?
Well, man, whenever I heard about the stories, I almost wasn't surprised. And that sucks. But nothing seems to be off limits at a lot of these universities with so much money at stake, and that seems to be the major contributing factor with these football programs because they make so much money. They try to protect their student athletes, aka their student football players, at all costs.
Prize ponies.
Yeah,
yeah, they're investments.
Absolutely, and those football players make the university so much money that.
Let them have free reign, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
And I agree with you. Yeah, I wasn't surprised when these stories came out either, which is, like you said, it's sad. You feel like you should be shaken up by it, but instead you're just kind of like, oh, yeah, I kind of figure that's stuff that's been going on.
Oh, definitely. And in both of these situations, you've got two different type of lawsuits going on. You've got, first of all, you've got the criminal lawsuits going against the student athletes that have been accused of these crimes, but then you have lawsuits against the universities for not complying with the Title IX. And what the Title IX is...
Yeah, please explain that, because that Title IX gets thrown around when it comes to these controversies, but I don't think anyone does a really good job at explaining exactly why these universities should be worried about this.
Yeah, so you hear the Title IX lawsuits all the time, and basically that's against the universities for not complying with the aforementioned Title IX of the Education Amendments Act of 1972. And that states that no person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any education program or activity receiving federal financial assistance.
Right.
And so in Baylor's situation, you think, well, they're a private school.
Yeah.
So why would they have to comply with Title IX? Well, it's not just state universities. It's not just your Texas's and your University of North Texas or your Iowa State, the state-funded schools. Also, private schools have to comply with Title IX because even private schools have to comply because the school itself, even though the school itself does not receive federal funding like state institutions, practically all private schools accept students who use federal assistance or scholarships to attend that school. So that's government money coming in through the students.
Yes.
So anytime you take – if you take just one student who has federal aid, you have to comply with Title IX.
Okay. So on that point when it comes to scholarships, okay, these athletes – are like we said, they're prize ponies. They're definitely put on this pedestal and allowed to do so much because of how much money they make to school, but also the money invested into them.
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone against there being psychological evaluations be almost a mandate if you get a scholarship? Because the school is putting an investment in you. They're putting money towards you, almost like an employee. So why couldn't they do something to help better vet some of these guys who are definitely problem people already?
I think that they definitely could do those things. But you got to remember, these are college kids. They're 18 up to 27 at most.
That
maybe
are still committing sexual assault.
Yes, you're right. They are. But at the same time, they're young. They're not fully formulated. So psychologically, they're going to keep readjusting and changing.
Right.
So they're partially adjusting to the free reign that they have been given,
mm-hmm.
which is could possibly be why they do these things. So you might do a psych evaluation before investing that time and money into them, and then they could still do it.
They could still do it, but it's a vetting system. It's a way to analyze what we're at, because we're not paying attention to that. I think, honestly, and this is a media problem too, is that we focus so much on, in the Baylor case, mm-hmm. Art Briles is the public enemy number one for that thing down there. What about the
It should be the Board of Regents.
Yeah, the Board of Regents. No. The guys who committed the sexual assault, they are getting completely covered up in all of this.
Sure.
And that is not right.
No.
Because they're the ones who did it. The coach didn't sexual assault anybody. The Board of Regents didn't sexually assault anybody. Those players did. Okay? So
but then the coaches and the Board of Regents covered it up and did everything they could to stifle it.
And people say that the cover-up is worse than the lie. I do not think so when it comes to sexual assault. I think the cover-up is not worse than the actual act. The act is awful and irreconcilable. There's nothing to... But you can always make excuses on why a billion-dollar, multi-million-dollar company isn't so upfront with the things that are happening.
Right.
So they are doing it their own way. Man, we got to focus on getting these kids and these athletes in a right state of mind so they're mm-hmm. not doing this. That's the most important part to me.
Yeah, and just like everything else, the NCAA has become a massive money machine and business. And the program that makes the NCAA the most money is obviously football. Therefore, football players nearly worshipped, and it's created a football culture where when they're doing these recruiting trips, mm-hmm. these students are coming up and undercover, they're basically granted female co-eds to have sex with them on their recruiting trips. And so that's a lot of these athletes'
the
first
club.
Impression. They come to town. They're wine and dined, and they're given some, smoking hot girls to sleep with whenever they first get there. And so they think, well, I guess I can have everything. And that's mm-hmm. that's the foundation that you're laying with 18-year-olds coming in to play football. And that's wrong, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're teaching aggressively intense people to do aggressively intense things and take what they want.
Yeah, and you're saying, you come here, you can have anything that you want.
Yeah.
Now, there's an underground story that people also forgot. Old Louisville coach Rick Pitino actually got in trouble a little while ago because there were reports that his boosters were buying prostitutes for the basketball recruits.
Really?
And that story gets kind of put underneath because Rick Pitino's awesome and Louisville's awesome and all that stuff. So it's like, are coaches more or less lame? I just said all this stuff about the athletes being the one we need to focus on.
Yeah.
But are coaches and are the officials more or less to blame than we're actually giving it credit for?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Are the coaches to blame for the actions that their athletes undertake?
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Are they to blame for not reporting criminal activity that they are aware mm-hmm. of?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And whenever these things, you think about Penn State, when Joe Pa, he was allegedly aware mm-hmm. that these horrible atrocities, it wasn't a rape case. Well, it kind of was a rape case with Sandusky, with a child molestation.
Yeah.
That's different, but kind of the same.
Mm-hmm.
When you're aware of that, report it. Report mm-hmm. it to you, not just your superiors at the university, but to the dadgum, law enforcement.
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me? You have children coming in. You have women at your college, women that aren't just at your college, but they're paying to be there, mm-hmm. Being taken advantage of by these athletes.
Yeah.
You cannot take winning football games over the safety of women and children. It's disgusting, but money runs the campus.
Exactly. They're trading the money for people. They're taking people's security for the money.
All right, and we're about to pay for some things right now with a few commercials and whatnot from the great sponsors of Talk Radio 1190 that need to give us money, too. When we come back, we're going to lighten up the mood with the trend, and I believe we're going to have a call from Miss Holly Woods in Colorado. She's actually in the past right now. We're in the future, so that's going to be awesome. So stick around, guys. Hashtag the trend will be coming up on Talk Radio 1190. The Boys Media. Actually, facebook.com/TheBoysMedia Network and TheBoysMedia.podbean.com for everything that we do ever in the history of the world. Sit back, relax, and enjoy your ride, baby. I guess I didn't know.
Small business owners, here's a thought. 61% of consumers find their new music through AM/FM radio, more than any other way by far. Think about that. Millions of highly engaged people are out there listening to iHeartRadio just waiting to discover something new. How would you like that to be your small business? Call 844-BUY-RADIO and get heard.
Hi, I'm David Bellman, inventor of the Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner and Jewelry Hygiene Pioneer. What is jewelry hygiene? I've discovered that because we don't clean and sanitize the jewelry we wear, dirt and bacteria builds up to levels 5 times greater than a public toilet. A biofilm of microorganisms grow under your gemstones and small openings in rings, bracelets, and necklaces. This bile not only dulls the beauty of your jewelry, but it also contributes to 80 million Americans contracting food poisoning every year. Moms, think about it. 1 minute you're changing diapers, and the next, making your child's lunch. And you wonder why your child gets sick so often. We all know our jewelry's dirty. Filthy dirty. Now is the time to take action and do something about it. Go to aquasonicwave.com and watch my demonstration videos. Clean your jewelry and kill bacteria, all in one easy step.
The Aquasonic Wave is the world's best jewelry cleaner. Order yours now at aquasonicwave.com and click on the iHeart tab to receive free shipping plus an extra 6 week supply of antibacterial hydrogel. That's aquasonicwave.com.
It's a new year. So how's it looking? Are you set for more money and a better life in 2017? Or will you just go through 12 more months in the same old rut with the same old results? Now, if you're feeling stuck, check out My Computer Career, the IT school where you can start your new life as an information technology pro in as little as 3 months, even with no IT experience. Attend classes on campus in Dallas, Arlington, or live online to get the skills and certifications you'll need to start your new career. Plus, they'll help you get hired and advance with Lifetime Career Services. Lifetime. Now, if you're thinking, is this for real? Check it out. My Computer Career helped over 1,000 students start new IT jobs nationally last year. You can join them. Just go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation. And by the way, financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon, so make new year, new career your resolution and take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm Catherine Rubline with your Zavoy's Power Hour forecast. Tonight, a chance of rain with a low around 60 degrees, and tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high around 77. This report is brought to you by Golden Chick.
Golden Chick celebrates their 50th year with a delicious deal. For a limited time, get a 9-piece legs and thighs, fried or golden roast, plus a family mashed potatoes for just $9.99 for 50 golden years.
Golden Chick.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
The bitch came back the very next day. Oh, the bitch came back. Thought she was a goner, but the bitch came back. She couldn't stay away.
Welcome back, everybody, to Zaboys here on Talk Radio 1190. Now it's time for your favorite segment with your host, Positive C.
Hashtag the trend. Yeah. Hashtag Jandler for Zaboys. Hashtag My Black History Month.
What?
I threw you guys off now, right?
Yeah. We all stopped like, wait, whoa.
Yeah, I was just throwing out my favorite hashtags that I've been using lately. And that's what we do here on The Trend, which is a fantastic segment. But we're not going to do this alone because I think we have somebody on the line that usually is sitting to my left right now, and that's Cassie Hollywoods-Wilson. Hey, Cassie.
Hey, Cassie. I'm keeping your seat warm.
I miss y'all. How are you been?
We're doing good. How are you doing in the past? Because it's already 6:30 here, and it's only 5:30 where you are, so it's like...
Yeah, I'm in Colorado. We just went hiking up one of the mountains. I sent y'all pictures. It was awesome.
Oh, I never looked at those.
You're a terrible person, James.
It was like a lake. It was really cool. It was really cool.
It's my life, guys.
So what's the name of the brand that you're enjoying right now?
Oh, me?
Marlboro?
Yeah.
Well, I'm in Fort Collins, Colorado.
All right.
Oh, we'll talk about your greenery expeditions at some other point in time because it's time for the trend. And speaking of green, that's where we're going to start off with right now because hashtag CeeLo Gold. That's right. So CeeLo Green, or someone with the exact same build as CeeLo Green, dressed up as a cross between C-3PO and a Grammy if they had a baby and then peed on it. So they did that at the Grammys. It was really, really cool. We should go take a look at that. In fact, we'll post that on Facebook.com/Boys Media Network. We'll post that picture on there. So my question to the room and to Cassie in the past is, what is the most embarrassing thing you've ever worn in public, Cassie?
Oh, okay. I'll tell you my most embarrassing story real quick. I was like in the seventh grade, and one of these guys in my class pranked me, and he put ketchup in my seat. So I had to walk around with a red butt all day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I didn't really mean to wear it.
That happened to me in my first period.
I just owned up to it. I was just like, yeah, guys, it's cool.
I hated physics class.
Oh, God. It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor. Okay. Thorny?
It was really embarrassing.
Oh, man. I wear a lot of embarrassing stuff on purpose, though.
Right.
So... zebra print trench coat, not that bad.
Okay.
That's pretty bad.
It is. It was pretty bad. It was in a Ross, of all things. That's where I found it. But at the same time, I don't know. Oh, you know what? Silver hair was pretty bad in fifth grade.
Okay.
Dyed my hair.
Silver hair? Oh, yeah.
Was this for Cisco?
Yeah. Oh. Exactly. No, it's exactly. Cisco was big, and so I dyed my hair silver because we had roller rink day.
Let me see that thong.
And I got so in trouble for it. But
ooh,
it was
that
great.
Dress looks scandalous.
DW, most embarrassing thing you've ever worn.
I do not.
Well, okay, my most embarrassing, whenever I was in the third grade, I got the lead in our play, and the lead character was a pink bunny that was different than all the white bunnies, right?
Nice.
So I was a pink bunny. I didn't care at the time, but every once in a while the picture pops up. My sisters love to post that on social media.
I bet.
And it's just me all pink as a bunny. And
I love it. Can I have this picture and have it as my screensaver, please? I love pink bunnies.
I'll forward it to you.
She just wants pictures of all of us.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Wilhelm?
Yeah. All right, mine. So my senior year, we had like this stage walking kind of thing for whenever people were getting scholarships. Well, I was
you
not.
You mean graduation?
Yeah, I graduated. No, it wasn't graduation. No, those are diplomas.
Yeah.
Okay. I did get one of those, too.
I forget what they call that ceremony. But
I don't remember what it was, but either way. So we're all sitting in the auditorium. We're all supposed to be dressed up real nice because some of us are getting scholarships. Well, I didn't know I was getting one. So I showed up wearing my lifeguard shorts, and I had to walk across the stage, beat red, because everybody else is dressed up to their nines, and
nice.
I walk across in a T-shirt.
Shirtless?
No, I was not shirtless.
Oh, man.
Although it would have made it even better if
He's
I
got
was.
The tank top.
Yeah, man, because if you guys don't know, Will is like Zac Efron cut.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
is so buff.
Like, you got
you
it,
should
man.
Have taken that shirt off.
Right.
I should have.
Should've owned it.
Would have gotten all the ladies.
You should have gone on there and started flexing your pecs. Violator and just being like, I'm here to violate you with my scholarship.
Y'all can't see what I'm doing right here, but I'm showing off my pecs right now.
Yeah, put your shirt back on, man. It's getting weird now.
I was in sixth grade, and I wore my sister's prom dress.
And Daniel took his shirt off.
Oh, my God. It is the no-shirt 630.
Oh, Yeti.
Yeah,
there's a Yeti in the studio.
Sixth grade, wore my sister's prom dress to a talent show because we were a talent show of cross-dressers for some reason, I guess. That's what
talent?
We did in sixth
oh
grade. Yeah, what a talent. So that was my most embarrassing thing. Hey, speaking of things that I would like to wear... hashtag Rihanna with the flask. All right. One of the best moments watching Grammy highlights is Rihanna in the front row drinking out of a glittered flask.
Oh, she was getting it.
Oh, she was getting
I have
it good.
One of those.
Oh, man.
It's like the microphone in the studio just down the hall.
Like to drink her bathwater. Anyway.
That's
going
to make me horny.
What is your. And Cassie, this is for you too. What are your top five hottest females on the planet? I'll start because I'm actually got my list right in front of me right here. And I'll start with my number five, which is just an obsession of mine, Kat Denning. If you're listening out there, I love you.
Kat Denning.
Yeah, Kat Denning, Two Broke Girls. Love her. Number four.
Oh, she's chesty, man.
J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, always got a good scouting report on her for the
she's
past few
years.
She
still got her fastball, for sure.
Three, Jessica Biel. She should never act, but she could just like stand in a corner, and I'd be totally okay with that. Number two, local star, and if she's listening right now, also, hey, how are you? Skylar Diggins from the Dallas whatever basketball
wings?
Team we have here. I don't know.
Wow, that's pretty sure the
way to ruin it.
Pretty sure they're the wings, man.
She's like Keegan-Michael Key with boobs.
Right. Oh. And then Irina Shayk. She is a fashion model. She is Russian. She is really hot. She's my number one.
Shake,
so,
hello, what have we here?
Let's go Thorny.
Ooh, okay. Number five, Nicole Scherzinger. I don't know how you pronounce that, E-R-Z.
Mm-hmm.
Four, Sarah Jean Underwood. She is an Instagram model.
Okay.
Hey. Isn't that a girl that takes selfies in her kitchen?
No, but she's gone big time now. Someone else takes the picture. She just wears the lingerie and
stuff. I'm an Instagram model. Look.
Yeah. No, she's getting paid now, I think.
DWB, we should start yourself a shirt on Instagram, by the way.
Number three, the ever so always on my list, Anna Kendrick. Love her.
Rat girl. Yeah.
Really?
You hate Anna Kendrick.
She's very mousy.
Yeah. That's exactly. I think she's really cute.
I want to feed her cheese.
And she's so awkward. Like, you guys not? Okay, I made a tweet about her the other day if y'all didn't see it. And it was, I bet Anna Kendrick uses a childlike voice when she calls you daddy in bed.
Oh, wow.
I
That's
sent it
disturbing.
Right to her. Yeah, that was the point
that
of it.
That is so nasty. Why right. would you do that?
Because it's come wow. on, guys. It's me. Okay, number two, Hannah Simone. Hannah Simone from New Girl. You all know her as Cece. And number
Hannah
one.
Hannah Simone?
Yeah, Hannah Simone. She's,
well, which one's she?
She's Cece from New Girl. She's the Middle Eastern one.
The other girl from New Girl.
Yeah. She's not the new girl.
You like them sandy and brown, dude?
Oh, yeah, dude. Okay. I like that. That's, right. I like some curry in my life. Mm-hmm. And number one.
Wow.
This one's a little out there. Probably no one's going to know who it is. She's from a show, but she was on a CW show of all things. Tori Anderson.
She's Man, the, you have some really out there.
She
picks.
Has yeah. the perfect
brain box. Whatever. It's your ladies. I'm
well, look,
judging.
Tori Anderson's got like that girl next door look that's just perfect. Like cute.
I gotta Google. I have to Google all of your people.
I know.
DWB.
Okay. Number five, I've always loved me some Christina Applegate. I love that chick, man. From the van the down by the river skit with Chris Farley, uh-huh. all the way till now, smoking hot.
Yeah.
Zoe Saldana. Yes,
Who?
Thank you, please. Zoe Saldana,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, she's pretty dang. She plays Gamora in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah. She uh-huh. can get it. She can get it.
Yeah, she's
okay.
smoking.
She can get it.
You know, I'm going to do the typical white boy thing and go Scarlett Johansson.
Typical white person.
Yes. number two, man. You said something about shaking it. This girl can shake it. Shakira.
That's
my number two.
She just should not speak ever
or sing.
Yeah,
terrible singing voice.
Shakira.
And you guys, cover of the 2017 Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, Miss Kate Upton. Thank you very much.
I know that's your number one.
Everyone likes Kate Upton. I'm not surprised.
Everyone knows that's my number one.
Cassie, do you have five hot girls you want to talk about? Which would be awesome.
Ooh,
I bet she
let
does.
Let me think real quick. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so Anna Kendrick is my five.
Wow, really? Everyone likes this girl.
Me too.
Hey, Chris Pratt's my number one guy.
We
need to ship her to Wisconsin.
I think we'll be great friends, you know? I think we'll just click and we'll be besties mm-hmm. and everything will be juicy. And we'll sing the songs from Trolls together. It'll be amazing. let me think.
Juicy hot girls.
I like Jessica Alba. I think she's gorgeous.
I do too.
I think she's gorgeous. I think her mommy figure works for her. I think she's got it going on.
I think her Into the Blue
annoying on Snapchat though.
High five. Good job being a mom. Proud of you.
Yeah, mom stuff.
Okay, three
exactly.
more. Quick.
I'm thinking. Penny from The Big Bang Theory. I like her.
Oh, Kaylee Cuoco? Yeah.
Her name. I can never remember it.
She cut her hair like Peter Pan. I don't like it.
Yeah, I know. It's growing back.
I can never remember her last name, but her first name is Zoe. She's from The New Girl.
Zoe Deschanel.
Zoe Deschanel.
You think she's hot?
Awesome.
I think she's cute.
And then my number one is someone y'all probably haven't thought of in a while, but Eva Longoria. She's totally my number one.
Nah, not a fan.
But you know what? She's like the 3-4 defense, right? She was really hot for a while, and people forget that she's actually really effective because everyone switched back to the 4-3.
And she was a producer on John Wick, I learned last night.
What?
She's producing movies.
Well, that's a great way. That's a great ending note right there.
I love Julia Roberts.
No violator list?
Just so you know.
That's a lot of mouth on Julia Roberts.
Just Jennifer Lawrence.
Y'all can name my top five. I already know.
It's Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh,
I forgot Anna Kendrick and Olivia Wilde are in there, right?
Somewhere in there. All right. Well, Cassie.
And Taylor Swift.
We can't wait for you to catch up and actually like be a part of the future because it's still only like 5:44 over there. So, you know, it's 6:44 here. So, you know, you need to catch up with us. And have fun in Colorado, Cassie. We'll see you whenever you get back.
Daniel. Do not break my chair.
I'm keeping it warm for you, darling.
Yeah, keeping it warm for you. Thank
keep
you, Cassie.
It warm for me.
For...
Don't break it.
He's rubbing his boobs against it.
We are the Zaboy's Power Hour. Next, it's now for something completely different. The Brain Box has control of that. If you go to at Zaboy's Media on Twitter, you can find out what's in the Brain Box and ask us a whole bunch of questions that we'll probably answer in a few hours or so. So stick around for the Zaboy's Power Hour, and we'll drink your bathwater later right after this. Taking that time right behind my
back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't. Small business owners, here's a thought. 63% of iHeartRadio listeners say they've made purchases based on what our personalities recommend. There's no better way to grow your small business than with the ultimate word of mouth. iHeartRadio. Call 844-BUY-RADIO to learn more.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use the promo code IHEART.
For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code IHEART to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special, or call 800-480-1941 and give them the promo code IHEART. You'll get 40% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous lacrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO17 at checkout. TheCompanyStore.com. We're all about comfort.
Hi, can I have 2 steak tacos?
Flour or corn?
Oh, no tortillas. And no steak. Also add turkey, lettuce, and tomato. And just put it between 2 slices of bread.
You know this is a taco truck, right?
As a small business owner, you've got enough to deal with. Let the experts at Progressive insure your business so you can focus on whatever that was. With over 30 commercial, auto, and business coverage options, we'll build a plan that's right for you.
Oh, I'll have Swiss on that too. Thank you.
Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The Beacon of Hope Community Luncheon will be held Thursday, February 23rd at the Renaissance Hotel in Dallas. The event will benefit the Grant Halliburton Foundation, a nonprofit that focuses on adolescent mental health and suicide prevention. Find out more at granthalliburton.org.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm Katherine Rubline with your Zaboy's Power Hour forecast. Tonight, a chance of rain with a low around 60 degrees, and tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high around 77. This report is brought to you by Golden Chick.
Golden Chick celebrates their 50th year with a delicious deal. For a limited time, get a 9-piece legs and thighs, fried or golden roast, plus a family mashed potatoes for just $9.99 for 50 golden years. Golden Chick!
And now for something completely different.
It's the Macho Man, Randy Savage, and I'm here for now for something completely different to toss it over to the cream of the crop rising to the top. Ooh, yeah, Jim the Brain Box.
What about me?
Well, never mind.
Oh.
Give me a second.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, I was going to intro what we're going to talk about.
I can fix this.
But you know what we're
going to
talk
this.
About, right?
I swear I can fix this.
We are going to be pandering to the lowest human instinct. In other words, who wants to talk about sex? Sex, 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 sex.
Okay.
Yeah.
That could have been a lot smoother.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, we're not actually talking about sex, guys. So what we're really talking about today on basically was wasted youth, I guess, this week now.
Yeah, it is.
So last week, I stumbled on an article called Incredible Women Often Have the Worst Dating Lives, and Here's Why.
And but their cover photo is of a ginger.
Yeah. And horrible title aside, I thought about the dynamic we would have here today and realized that this would be a great time to discuss not only the male perspective of this list, but also the different views of it, since two of you are happily coupled up and two of us are seeking. So that's right, ladies. If you see something you like, head on over to facebook.com/TheBoysMediaNetwork and don't hesitate to reach out.
Bueller.
I didn't know the boys was like a swipe right situation.
Anyone? Right. Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Please. If you're representing any other radio show that's on from 6 to 7 p.m. on Saturday, swipe left.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You are a smelly okay. pirate hooker.
So the number one thing on this list, of course, and guys, you know, just you get this. You get how we're going to do this. We're going to basically take the male perspective, and we're also going to address if we believe how valid these ideas are. So number one, incredible women are intimidating,
yeah,
and most guys perceive that as bitchy. Mm-hmm. Plus, it makes it hard for a guy to have power over that woman.
Yeah. Yeah. My older sister gets this a lot. My older sister's 32, mm-hmm, and she's a gorgeous girl. She's a very accomplished girl. She's meddled in the military. She's the first woman to fire active missiles on an enemy.
That's intimidating, yes.
Yeah.
That legitimately is.
Right, but it's not like she comes up and tells people this, like, straight up. She just holds herself with such a confidence. And she gets it all the time, that she's intimidating and that she seems like a bitch, like what you're saying, mm-hmm, but she's not. She's just very self-confident. But the thing is, you have to be a super confident, established guy who's ambitious and daring for her to even be interested.
Yeah.
Because she is that. She embodies that. And she's got it going on, so she comes off as intimidating.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I can see how that would be intimidating and why she would be looking for somebody that could hang with her. I'll be honest, though. Like, I'm not afraid of intimidating women. Like, I actually like women that seem intimidating. It keeps you driven, I think, as a male. And so to see guys run away from that kind of bothers me.
Well, the thing is that a lot of guys want to be in control. Mm-hmm. And a lot of guys, you know, they want exactly just that, to be in control. And whenever you have a strong woman, a woman who pursues her passions, and a woman who is independent, that's threatening to a guy who wants to to control relationships, which a lot of guys do, and that's wrong.
I would kill for that.
Yeah.
I would absolutely kill for
an
that.
Independent woman.
That's where I am in my life. I am at the point where I'm trying to do my own things. I'm trying to do the things for me. So, like, as someone seeking a partner, I'm looking more for somebody who almost doesn't have time for me or is driven in doing all these other sorts of things and has their own life, because they're not completely dependent on me.
Exactly.
And I'm not their only view of happiness. And so successful women are not looking for me to complete their happiness. They've already got their stuff together. So, yeah, I agree with the brain box. I enjoyed the intimidation.
See, and I think that covers number two, because number two is incredible women are independent, and that crushes most men's egos because they want to be needed.
Yeah, because guys will, like a lot of guys, want to be the financial provider and stuff like that. So when you come up with a girl who's got it going on herself,
mm-hmm,
they're intimidated by that because they have nothing else to offer.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have emotional stability to offer. You have to be able to. This isn't the 1950s.
No.
You know, these girls starving
Holy
on
crap.
The streets. Like, we're not trying to, you know, take a wife and provide for her and then come home
exactly.
and she cooks and cleans and does all the things for us. Like, you're dealing with a whole different type of being these days.
Yeah.
And these guys haven't caught up with the times, man.
See, that's the thing. Exactly. I think we were raised by these 1950s parents who taught us to try to white knight to every situation. Be the guy that wants to, you know, to go in and sweep her off her feet and always take care of her. Well, women can stand on their own feet now. They don't need guys to do that. So you've got to find that line now and say, okay, this is when she actually needs me, and this is when I know she can handle things for herself.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, controversial take. Are you sure they can stay on their own feet? Because apparently they're not getting paid the same as guys. So that's a hot take right there.
Yeah.
Very, very much so. That whole pay scale thing, and apparently they can stand on their own feet. So let's just take that in consideration. Yeah, okay, honestly, we don't have to do that. But as a man, I like you said, I want to.
Yeah.
And I want it to be a part of what I do, because, I mean, honestly, it makes me feel validated in who I am.
Right.
And I think that should be a give and take in a relationship. You know what I mean? Validate her, how she is and how she's, you know, doing whatever for herself. But the woman needs to actually validate her man. Let her man be a man sometimes. Mm-hmm. Let him do this. Let him do that and be a part of that whole scenario so he gets the complete feeling of being a man in the relationship. Mm. I think sometimes women will neuter their guys because of this. And no, we're paying this 50-50. We're doing this, do that. So you don't allow the guy to be a guy. So there are times when they need to step up and be the man. They don't even know how to because this relationship has neutered them and put them in a place where they're not even ready for that.
Most definitely happens.
And that's different within like whenever you first start dating and you're getting to know them, mm-hmm. as opposed to like whenever you're being together, because there's several times Catherine will be like, "Hey, tonight's on me," and I'm like, "You know what? That's totally cool."
Yeah.
And but when I agree, as a guy, whenever you're taking a girl out, say this is the second or third time you're taking her out, you want to pick up that check because you know that's the norm that you know shows that you're interested and stuff like that. So
it represents that you want to take care of them. You want to be a provider. Moving along from there, incredible women can smell your BS behavior and see through your lies and want nothing to do with it, so they avoid getting involved with men that bring that to the table, or they are quick to formulate a first impression and never offer a second chance.
But wait, shouldn't that be all women, not just incredible women?
That's what I think. This one seems really almost like feministic in culture. Like,
yeah.
I feel like that who wrote this was just like feminist, but didn't think about what they were really saying.
Only really, really awesome women know how to smell the BS. No, all women know how to smell BS. Sometimes they choose not to. There's
Agreed.
A whole bunch of choose not to in this, I guarantee, because you always hear about situations where a guy has cheated on a girl and they're still together. Or the girl knows that the guy is a cheater, knows about this, still overlooks it, gets with him, and then they cheat on her and she's surprised. Oh my gosh, can't believe this happened. No, you knew it was going to happen. You smelled the BS. You decided to overlook it, and guys do the same thing back too. We see girls with a lot of baggage and we're like, you know what? I can help it. Come on, come on.
I am the smartest man alive!
That's what we think, but we're wrong.
So coming up with your, you know, they can smell your BS and your lies whenever you bring them to the table. Here's a novel idea. Quit bringing your BS and lies to the table.
Whoa. Okay, but whoa.
No, be a solid man. Like you said, like don't bring BS and lies to the table.
Like if you're bringing BS and lies to the table, you deserve to be alone and die alone and be a miserable old codger.
Yes.
Yep, I agree. Let's move along. Let's jump ahead on this list, man. Some of these get really repetitive, honestly. Someone's not a very good writer. Incredible women are always weird in some unique way, and guys have a hard time dealing with women who march to the beat of their own drum. Again, highly disagree.
Yeah, highly disagree.
I love unique women.
That's the point. Okay, so basically what this list is the most boring guys in the world are really intimidated by good women.
Yeah. By basically every woman in the world.
Not us. This
right.
This and list is not talking about us.
Yeah, and I understand, but a few miles from here is Uptown.
When you go
to Uptown, these are the guys that they're talking about.
Yes. Oh yeah.
And the girls that aren't amazing because like you said, they're very basic. The kind of girls that don't play by these rules.
Right.
And it's out of my mouth. It's really oddly damaging to see people perform to a lower level, basically. Let's see. What's another good one? What do you guys want to talk about? You want to talk about maturity, goals, or...
Let's go with goals.
Last one, goals.
Goals. Okay. Incredible women have their own goals and ambition in life, and it isn't focused on their swipe game. That's literally the gist of it.
Yeah. I agree. Goals are important for everybody, but a woman with goals will sometimes... overlook a guy. We're talking about overlooking.
Yeah.
They'll overlook some guys in their way because they're so focused in and driven on what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So guys who are either put off or in the friend zone
Don't get discouraged, guys. It's not because you're bad. It's because she's doing something else with her life.
Oh, most agreed.
And we have to do something else with our lives. We're going to be at, where are we going to be at later on there, DWB?
Yeah, we're going to be at the Foundry in Dallas. It's in the Oak Cliff area. It's awesome. We're going to be seeing the Birds of Night. Very cool rock band, Chris.
Yeah, and if you want to come join us, we'll be there in an hour or so. Come join the Zaboy's Power Hour at the Foundry. We are the Zaboy's Power Hour. Thank you for Cassie for calling in. Thank you for DWB for stepping in out of the bullpen.
Cock-doodle-doo.
The Brain Box, the Violators in there. Lions and Tigers and Bears, dogs, cats living together. Mass Hysteria on zaboysmedia.podbean.com. Facebook.com/zaboysmedia at zaboysmedia on Twitter. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, guys. Next week, I'm actually going to be on the Local Lounge next week with Zach Killian. So if you want to hear more of freaking Positive C. Yeah, he's actually up next. So if you want to hear more of that, tune in next week. We love you guys. Bye-bye. Adios.
Stay gold, pony boy.